Okay, we are on page Resh Pei Dalet. What?
Beginning of
the second column. Al Zeis. Resh Pei Dalet. Okay. Okay, here he goes through the Yeah, we're in the middle of Ezra. Well, we're finishing Ezra already. I'll say Shukha Huvim. It's already the end. And the Agud of Madison. On the second column, I'll say Shukha Huvim. Interesting. So that's a difference in Nusach. In Nusach Sfar, it says, Alzei Shuvahu v'Raymah Mulah Kale. And Ashkenaz apparently has Raymah Mulah Kale. And you guys say Kale?
Yeah, I think so.
No wonder you finished so fast. You know, in Aleinu, Ashkenaz says, Alkei Nekavalacha, and Sfar says, Ve'alkei Nekavalacha. I don't know the reason for the difference, but... So I wonder what the reason for this is. Alzei Shuvahu v'Raymah Mulah Kale. Okay. So, on this the beloved ones praised, v'raimimu and exalted, kael. Chalayma shem shiva seyam, raimimu lakadish baruch hu shal kael. V'amru zekeli v'andeyu. Shegiu oz l'darga ma'id na'la b'shvach hakadish baruch hu. They reached a high level of praise. Shalahigiu eleha af pami kaidim l'zeh. The praise of shiva seyam was higher than anything they had done before. Nasi Yedida Mavusas al Shira Sayam. Mavusas al Shira Sayam. Nasu Lanu Petitul Achacham Nikri Yedidim Laimer. What?
Shira Sayam is even more than the Kabbalah Sator.
In praise. It's not a high measure. It's a high measure of praise. Because it's not praise. It's Kabbalah Satira. Here, in praise, it's the highest level of praise, he's saying. So, V'nasi Yedidim V'vusas al Shira Sayam. It's based on Shira Sayam. Nasi Lono V'titno Lono Chachamim Anikram Yedidim. Yedidim refers to the Chachamim. Loimar Zmirais Hanemorim Believer in the Gino Klishir. Zmirais, which is song, which is accompanied by a tune and music. Shira is Samovitois Bepebel Vad. Shira is just something said orally. Vesishpacha is Bracha is Dais Lamelch Keachai Vekayam. Shachaminu Zahal Yistu Sey De Psuke De Zimra Vabracha is Dugmais Hashira. Chazal set up the songs of praise similar to the Shira Shalom Yisrael B'Kriyas Yamsuf. HaPirishu Shalzeis HaShira Nasi Yedidei Hashem Leimar B'Deyayim V'Yayim Ezmira Shira Sishishbachis. Shira Siyam is the prototype for praise. I'm a Pirish HaSiddur Shal Rav Meplotsk Shizkim HaGral Yada Shtev Ezmira Yisevevis HaPsukit Ezimra Shira Yisishira Siyam V'Shibacha Yisubrachis Yishtabach Bracha Ismaira Bechis Yetzirai, Da Yisubrachis Avarabba, Shihaida, Shal Godal Havasich Hamlais Yisbarach, Kwan Chai Vekayam Hikriya Shema. Now it's interesting, if you look in the Torah, he brings a custom to say Oz Yashir after Yishtabach. In other words, the original Psukei Dezimra was only the Halulkas. The reason we say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen is we're sort of excusing ourselves for interrupting. And so you say Baruch Hashem Lailam Amen V'Amen, and then we add whatever it is that we add. In the original, it's hard to say what's original, but in early Minig, Shira Sayam was said in between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. It was said at that point. Matter of fact, it says that's where Chazal got the permission to add Shira Malsmir Mamakim in between, because there had been a previous Minig to say Oz Yashir. The idea being that Oz Yashir is sort of a bridge between Psukei Dezimra and Berachos Kriya Shema, which centers around the Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is partially about Yitzis Mitzrayim, so has to do with Shira Sayam. So that was the original custom. We put it back behind the bracha, but nevertheless, The indication that Shira Sayam is separate from Sukkah de Zimra is there. It's interesting. I don't know if I mentioned that we learn Shira Sayam. There's an Abarbanel in Yeshaya who talks about the different types of song. Song today, we assume, includes some type of rhyme or symmetry in the prose, and some type of tune, some type of nigun. The shiras that are in Tanakh don't have that. There is no rhyme in Az Yashir. There's no part of it that has rhyme. The Shiras David certainly has no rhyme, which is in Tehillim and in Shmuel. And the Shir Shirim doesn't have any rhyme. See, he says that the idea of rhyme came later with it was part of the Muslim, type of song. It had to do with rhyme, and then the idea that everything has to have a tune came even later. But he says the highest level of Shira is a song which inspires the intellect. You expect, Abraham and I to say something like that. That we understand song is what gets the heart going, like there's people jumping and happing. He says the highest level of Shira is like Shira Shirim, expressions that inspire a person intellectually, that are attractive because of their words rather than because of their rhyme. So Shira Siyam is that way.
Great poetry
doesn't have Shira, but usually has symmetry of syllables. Poetry by rule has its, I don't think so. Okay. Okay, at any rate, the Shira Sayam is that level of Shira where it's the words rather than the, certainly no rhyme. Ve'yashet filazum yused esliyas hagdama lebrichas gal Yisrael. Since Ezras is a preparation or an introduction that ends with gal Yisrael, I can't take much in the sagadayla, labia ashav esalashainish shvacha kadish baruchu. Here at the end of Ezras, or at least at the end of this portion of Ezra's, there are 10 expressions of praise. As it says in Pirkei Avos, the other 10 expressions of praise, Ram is elevated, L'maylim yasog Hashem Nivra, Gam HaMalachim Shailim Zelazeh Ayeh Mekai Kvaydei, Ram means elevated. Ram v'nisa shakadosh baruch hu meremim umenusa kaviyachad yamalachim noisei akisei. So ram v'nisa means so to speak carried. Shemar keves l'shchena gadol. So we had this many times that gadol noira amidas chesed. We always say that big is a sign of chesed. Noira who midas adin. Ubanhagas midas adin mashpul geyim hamitzriim Hashem lowered geyim those who are bali gaiva who are hori kedei lahasal near dafiyam akeyu at the same time magbia magaid lachastai lifts up in his kindness biya shafalim haruim lihigael low people that are worthy of redemption might see asirim he takes out those that are so to speak bound or prison. Shbaruch redeems hane'alavim, those who are put to shame, hanivzim, those who are embarrassed, hanikram anavim. V'yizbarach v'ozer dalim shein la'el yadam la'shias asman. He helps a dal who doesn't have the power to help himself. Seviv al dalim shall call out min anushi. It refers to all dalim. Aber be'inis nagusa im am Yisrael v'ayna la'amoy be'shava me'lov. These are the 10 types of praise. Okay, so this is the body of Ezras. Now he inserts some instruction. Isa b'svarim. It says in svarim. I guess this means in some of the known svarim. Shebegiyah mispala lo ezedalim yaseh asma yikidal lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person gets to Ezer Dalim, you should try, firstly you have to notice that you're up to Ezer Dalim, and then you try to feel what you're saying. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps Dalim, and then you're one of the people that he's helping. Kedisim Zera Kaddish, Shekashamechen Adam Esasme, Tfil Shemene Eser, Yir Esasme, Kilu Hudam Oid, Bein Oinim. So he's someone who has no other recourse. Kavar Omarnu b'shemayri v'rabbi Rabbi Yeruchim zetzal d'mashgiach Amir l'farish ha-pasik v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem perish Rashi she'tofsu umonus avaysam b'yadam haynu she'asu ma she'asu ha'avays. They did as the avays did and turned to tefillah. B'avram u'aymer elamokim m'sha'om at sham. You went to Davin, we had previously Davin. B'yitzchak, it says, L'suach pasadeh. B'yakav yivka b'amokim. All those are tefillah. Sh'lekar kosher ma'ashach sh'tefillah shachs mincho ma'ar sh'tiknu ha'avis. Lo'yse tefillah sh'tzoku oz b'yamsuf. What's the connection between the praying at Yamsuf to what the avays did? They were misakin the three tefillahs. B'shosh ha'rosh ain lem shum mokim ezer. V'yo b'li shum tikva. When the others felt, they had no other way to turn. Shamitzrim hoyu mitzarecha v'ayam mitzar hasheni. Hamidbar amchay Yisrael superoyis b'shar etzadim. On two sides the desert, on one side the sea, and on one side the Egyptians. Kesit filos ha'machmas hiyosim b'sakonas maves. V'lispalu mishum desavaisam. Maybe they died because they had no alternative. They were stuck. How do you see it connected to the avos? Tirutz Meiri Zitzal. Really, every time you daven, when you're stuck at the Yam, there's no place to turn, you understand, you're only left up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good graces, whatever Hashem will do for you. All tefillahs are supposed to be the way. They have no other rescue. They have no hope. B'shavchu sicham shabli ezrech secha Hashem eini tonu yedeya and tishchei yisenu afilu rega kememre. Rav Druk, I used to go to his shul in Israel. One of his favorite ridicules of the way people daven today. He used to say that people say to God, "I have a business plan. Just do me a favor. Don't get in the way. Don't get in the way. Let my plan go through and don't interfere." So the idea being that tefillah is supposed to be that you recognize there is no second alternative. So at Yam Suf, there was no alternative. And he's saying that's the way the Aves daven. That's Oizer Dalim, that you're a Dal. You have no other option. Or believe it's Seichei Yisbarach, Hinenu Mamish B'li Shum Chushim. We have no other chush, no other sense. Utfila Bahar Goshazu, Hihi at tefillah Shetiknu Aves. Challenging to have a tefillah with that feeling that it's not up to you at all. Shiratzu shenispal kol tefillah. Of us wanted we should pray every time. Ki ilu ha'ayev oyev oleinu lahargeinu, as if our enemies are planning or ambushing us. Bein lanu makim miklat, we have no escape. Inenu tluyas rak le'ez recha mikaydish, to your hope, to your help. From the Holy One, Ubam Dam Aliyam, Tafsu Bnei Yisrael, Umnes Avaisam, Lesfal, Ba'isa, Dagash, Tiknu Avis. Now, if you look in the Art Scroll Siddur, they bring, he says, Kosu Asfarim, right? They bring that a person, when he gets up to this part of davening, is supposed to stand up and prepare for Shemayin Asrei. Fatir Sekel Al Yain. Ramesha used to walk forward 3 steps at this point. Ramesha walked forward 3 steps at this point.
Three.
He walked back and forward. In other words, he was already standing in the Makam Tefillah at Tilas HaKel Aliyah. When he got to here, he took not only 3 steps back, it's 3 steps forward. So he was already ready to get started in davening. Someone once told me, Rav Palm, before davening, doesn't take 3 steps back and forward. He said he was diving near a farm. He didn't bishmanes, he doesn't go back and forward. I said, no, you're wrong. He just does it before you looked. By mincha, before Kaddish. A palm would take the 3 steps back and 3 steps forward before Kaddish.
Does anybody do take the steps?
I think the normative behavior is to take the 3 steps. The 3 steps at the end are in Gemara. That says in Gemara. 3 steps at the beginning are in Rishayim. But before you start Shemayin Esrei, we don't really need 3 steps back.
You just forward.
Not everybody does it?
I said everybody.
Oh, everybody does it. Yeah, good.
What
I'm saying, but people thought the Rambam doesn't do it. They were standing there. People thought Rambam doesn't do it. The Chazar finished Kaddish, he just kneeled him down. So I said, yeah, because he did it before Kaddish. He did it before. Now, I can't be sure which word was Moshe was up to. I he was davening. But when the Chazar was saying the end of Esras, he was taking his 3 steps forward.
What's the idea of 3 steps?
It's interesting, because the Mishnah says 6 steps. So we take 3 back and 3 forward.
Why go back 3? What's the reason for going back?
Because if you're in the, before Shemayt Esrei, you only go back because you want to end up where you are. So, if you stay by your shtender, it's very hard to go 3 steps forward. So you really have to give yourself space. So you go back in order to go forward. I think so. I don't think at the beginning of Shemayt Esrei the 3 steps from back matter. I don't know. They are Ramos. I mean, I don't know what they are. At the end of Shemayt Esrei, it's in Halacha. By Yosef Shalom, yeah. Because the Mishnah says 6 steps. The Mishnah Berurim means 2 minhagim. So he says it means 3 steps back and 3, according to our meaning, it's 3 back and 3 forward. There are some, I don't know whose meaning it is, to take 3 steps back. In other words, the way we do it is your first step out is supposed to be with your left foot. You're supposed to show that you're reluctantly stepping out. So you take a half step with your left foot. In other words, toe to heel, more or less. Then with the right foot, you really take a double step because you put your right foot from the front to behind. Then with your left foot, you take another half step. So you end up even. That's the way most of us do it. There are certain chassidus that have a custom take 3 double steps. In other words, you step back with your left foot, you make it even. Back with your foot, make it even. Back with your left foot, make it even. That's the 6, yeah.
The
question is, why are we going forward? Once you step 3 steps out of Shemayn Esrei, so you're out of Shemayn Esrei, what are you going forward again? What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says that since the Kesef Mishnah says 6 steps, so according to our custom, we take 3 again forward. He doesn't really explain it.
But that's what it says.
What?
Stay back, and then as Kedusha, you move forward. So you move.
By which?
By Kedusha. It's a way back, and then as Kedusha, you walk
forward. Because Kedusha, you walk forward, right.
The reason we go back is because Elam Makam and Shalom Hashem. Abram went back to the Persi Sarfam.
That explains the forward steps. You gotta go back to go forward. Okay. You want to return to where you were a minute ago. At any rate, this sort of helps a person get his mind set for the davening. Anyway, the last paragraph in Resh Pehei in the second paragraph, Zal Mashayimim Kan Shemekirim Anu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Gadol V'Naira Mashvulgeim Amarbi Ashvalim V'Oizer Dalim Sheinlam Shum Eitza V'Tikva. Shbaruch Hu low is those that are haughty and raises those that are low. And Shbaruch Hu Oizer Dalim, people who realize they have no other Eitza. This is how we go into Shemayn Esrei. So we've gone through much of the Sefer. We're getting ready. We're coming close to Shemayn Esrei, up to the last section before Shemayn Esrei. I guess we'll do it next week in the session.